The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a relatively small number, about 150 a day that entered this country. We want to make sure that those individuals are subjected to the heightened screening measures the president put in place.
That would be Josh Earnest, the White House spokesperson, talking about why no travel ban. And that seems to be the biggest bone of contention for really most Americans at this point. How about you? Do you fall into that category? Do you think it's ridiculous that there are 40 countries who aren't allowing flights into their home countries from West Africa, but we, the United States, with very open borders, are allowing that to happen? Let me tell you why you don't want to see it. And this is the road that we're going down here right from the get-go on America Tonight. So JFK, a flight comes in from Nigeria, a guy's on the flight, he's vomiting profusely, he dies. What are you thinking? I mean, this just sounds like Ebola, doesn't it? Immediately, once they land at JFK, they get the CDC in there, examinations, all that kind of stuff, and they say he doesn't have Ebola. People are scared to death on the flight and practically bounce out of that plane. Ohio, Texas, they shut down the schools. Why? Because they're concerned because there were some kids, at least in some of the schools, whose family were on the flight that Amber Vinson, one of the nurses who has Ebola, they were on the same flight with her when she was going for a weekend trip to visit her fiance and family and try on wedding dresses. She flew back and forth. The CDC says she might have had Ebola when she did it. They're not sure. So in Ohio, they don't want to take any chances shutting down schools in certain areas. And the same thing in Texas. 100 healthcare workers sent home. Now, I mean, this is way after the fact, but saying, just stay home. Just stay home, and then we'll tell you when you can come back. There is concern. Both nurses moved from Texas Presbyterian Hospital, one, as you already, I'm sure, are aware of, in Atlanta, Emory. Nina Fahn, the first nurse to get Ebola, was flown to Maryland because they've got four hospitals that have really great isolation areas perfect to treat Ebola. Four. If we did have some kind of an epidemic, boy, it would be brutal. Why not take the precaution of stopping the flights for now? There is discussion of creating a position called Ebola Czar. Remember we had a drug czar? Bill Bennett, now a talk show host, was the drug czar. So Ebola czar is a possibility. Why? Because there is no one person. We don't have a surgeon general. CDC doesn't seem like that's going to be the person, of course. And the National Institutes for Health, not going to be the person either. So how about an Ebola czar? Airlines kept employees home from work. Passenger lists are being combed over. And they tell us don't worry about Ebola, but look what's happening. The debate rages about how much we should worry about this disease. Three people have been infected. But a lot of missteps along the way perhaps lead to more people with Ebola. Let's hope not. The CDC is saying they're now tracking down passengers on Frontier Airlines. That flight, 1142, from Dallas to Cleveland that Vinson took last Friday. They had already begun tracing passengers on her Monday flight. Lots of red flags there. because the day after she got home to Dallas, she had substantial symptoms. That's what they're calling them, substantial, meaning she was throwing up and she was sick. So they don't think it just developed in one day, so they believe definitely she had Ebola when she was on the flights. I mean, they don't know for sure, but they believe it's a really good possibility. Seven people in Ohio voluntarily quarantined because they had contact with her during the trip. Crew members from her flight were put on a 3-week paid leave. Anxieties high with parents and students who got notices from schools that they were being closed for cleanings. That's part of the thing. Let's clean the schools. Clean them down. The president on Thursday night spoke after meeting with what he considered to be his top aides working on Ebola. He said that their work was great, but they were responsible for other tasks. There is a lean toward an Ebola czar. Do you think we need an Ebola czar? On the Hill, anybody that was invited to testify got pummeled. It was like they stood people up and said, we're going to throw snowballs at you for 2 hours, and you're going to like it. But it's a layup, of course. Too many things happened that were stupid. So who got grilled? Tom Frieden, the director of the CDC, told the members of Congress that were part of the committee that the agency felt it would be more prudent to focus on caring for any patients who come in with symptoms. Because they were asked about healthcare workers that could have been exposed to the virus. Oh, we didn't worry about the healthcare workers. We were worrying about the people, other people around in the city. What? And then the Cleveland deal where Amber Vincent called the CDC, said, listen, I'm a healthcare worker. I was with Tom Duncan when he died. I was one of the people treating him, and I have a slight fever. That's crazy. Who at the CDC took that call? Someone at the front desk? And Frieden immediately snapped back when he was asked about it. No, I wasn't part of that conversation. We let the gatekeepers handle that. And finally, at one point, I love it when people admit there's a problem. I love it when someone says mistakes were made. And that's what happened. Errors in judgment were made. And they're saying any hospital in the country can do isolation for Ebola. The events in Dallas have proven otherwise, though, that that's not possible. Is it panicked overreactions to the virus, to Ebola, that they say is only spreading through close contact with someone who's already sick and showing signs like fever or infected bodily fluids? That's what the public health experts, those people, are saying. They're saying that it's panicked overreactions. Do you think it's panicked overreactions? I'm curious. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Is it a panicked overreaction? Coming up, there are other things that are going on. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Plus, Brandon Lang stops by to talk a little football. He's got a great freebie thing, too. If you send him an email, he'll send you an autographed copy of his book. And then we're going to close it out in a very big way with movies. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. We're going to veer in a couple different directions because we don't want to be the all Ebola all the time network, and we've done a great job, I think, this week. Thanks to the guys, certainly, and you know who they are. In fact, Nathan Reeder is going to join me in just a second, but Nathan Reeder and Matt Johnson, some of the people, too, that we've had on to deal with the whole Ebola crisis, and we're not done. We're certainly not finished as far as that's concerned. But we need to take a break from Ebola a little bit and talk about a few other things, right? So we have a cool segment. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder, how are you?
Bingo!
Bingo's good.
How are you, Kate?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for asking. Mm-hmm. All right, how about this? The Container Store, just as they were being interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, announced that they pay their retail employees $50,000 a year. Wow.
Wow.
Do you know that that is, they say that for people working in that store, that is $25,000 more a year than the national average. So the national average is $25,000. How about that?
Where are they located?
They're all over the country.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure they're in Minnesota. Here's what the CEO says. He says the secret to the high wages is what he calls the 1 = 3 rule, meaning that one great employee, because you're happy, you can pay your bills, you can live, you're not working, so you're so exhausted, is going to be as productive as 3 employees who are just kind of good because they're juggling all these things. So they want to keep the great people. So if you go to work there and you're happy and you keep doing the kind of service you're doing, you'll get annual raises of up to 8% of your salary based on your performance.
Wow.
Let's go work at the Container Store.
Yeah.
I mean, really? 8%? And gee, we love you, so we're giving you $50,000 in the door if you're decent. That's awesome.
Yeah. Fruits and nuts.
Yeah, I say fruits and nuts.
Those fruits and nuts could fit in the containers, they say.
But could you deal with the public constantly asking you about containers and complaining about how they fit? And you'd
have
to have a
they
really...
earn that job, okay? They earn that job.
Yeah, that's what I think. So it's not a layup. You have to deal with the public. Have you ever had a job like that? Were you ever, did you ever work in the retail industry?
Not quite. Most of my retail-esque or, customer service jobs were food related. I was at a grocery store, which is kind of the in between, but yeah, never straight up just sales for retail.
You know what? I was the sales. I don't know if they call me VP, whatever it was, for kind of a preppy clothing store called The Lodge. And all I remember is when I got out of college, you have to get whatever job. And I liked it, but I remember I'd have to measure, guys' necks because their necks were huge and they would be getting, button-downs or whatever. And I had to measure their necks. And, I'm 5'5", and every guy that came in there would be, 6'3".
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is brutal. I got to get a real job, in radio.
Yeah, there you go. Save. Just save, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so I say the same as you. How about this? CBS has decided that what they're going to do, CBS, there's a new way to watch CBS shows, because they're streaming, for just $6 a month. You have all access. It's called CBS All Access. Direct route. So you get anything that's on CBS, you can just watch it. You can watch all their shows. You can, watch anything that they have going. Football, whatever. They have a show that's popular called The Good Wife. You could watch that. The football games would be big on Thursday, absolutely, and on Sunday. They're calling it cord cutter. So a lot of people don't want to pay for cable. It's too expensive. It's, whatever, $100 a month, $150 a month, crazy amount. So you can now just pay $6 a month. Would you pay CBS $6 to watch their fabulous shows?
No, because I'm already on Hulu and Netflix. I mean, I didn't even really want Hulu. The only reason I got that was because I did not have a computer. I only had an iPad as my only thing to watch stuff. So they... to get things on your mobile device, you had to actually have a subscription to Hulu. And shoot, yeah, I don't know many people that do have cable around me anymore, but hey, work that long tail, baby. Get it where you can. This is bingo, in my opinion.
Yeah, bingo, because they're trying to, like you said, get anywhere you can. So what they're doing is they realize millennials, younger people, a lot of other people are cutting the cord. You don't even have to be young. You don't want to pay the big money. And like you're saying, you get Hulu because there's some things you want to watch. So you don't have to. Why do you have to pay $100? You don't have it. You don't have cable. And this is their way to say, okay, well, then this way you can watch our channel for $6.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I don't know what of CBS I watch.
Big Bang.
Is that what they're on?
I think Big Bang's on them. I think so. I could be wrong, but I think so. Well, we don't watch that. We just know that it's a show, and it's very popular. Everybody else in America watches it, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so how about this one? Gosh, there's so many... crazy, crazy things. The FBI director, Nathan, is warning against cell phone encryption. My gosh. And, this, to go a little deeper on this, the director saying that because of the technology, the smartphones and all that kind of stuff, that even murder cases could be stalled, suspects could walk free, justice could be thwarted because of a locked phone or an encrypted hard drive. So you wouldn't be able to get at the information that they so readily are able to use right now because of all the mistrusts over Snowden and the NSA secret information. They're talking about that. Encryption, fair or foul, you know, iPhone users, all that.
You can't stop that. You're not going to stop that. And plus, there are ways to break through that. So him saying that, oh, it's going to stall it. Well, there are people that know how to break that stuff that work with them. Maybe in the smaller courts, it might solve some situations, but the technology being consumed, being dying and being repaid for by households across the nation, there's no way you can tell them to stop handling those pieces of equipment how they see fit.
I agree.
I think that is fruits and nuts.
Nope, fruits and nuts. All right, how about this? In Florida, there are some people in a Florida city that covered their neighborhood with hundreds of American flags on Monday in support of a local hardware store, and they were told to remove 6 American flags. They said, get rid of these American flags, and then they said, we want to get all the American flags off. And the flags were there to honor families who had people serving in the military because they were getting complaints, so the police department said you have to remove them. The idea was they were going to put 500 American flags in the neighborhood. The family hardware store is upset. Some of the people in the neighborhood are upset, and some of them are lurking behind closed doors because they don't want anyone to know who it was. Should you be able to tell your neighbors that they got to take down their American flags?
I mean, where are these flags? If they're out on your neighbor's yard and it's their yard, is that what yours?
They're on their own property.
Well, yeah, I don't think you can tell anyone to take it down.
No, even if you don't like it, right?
You know, maybe it's an American flag made out of, flamethrowers or something, and you have puppies that might walk through the yard. I don't know.
It's so crazy. I don't get it. I mean, I say just let them do it. Let them have they're not going to keep them up there forever. I don't understand
that
either. This was in Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Florida can always be controversial. And, you know, in my neighborhood,
it's so hot.
Exactly. It's hot. In my neighborhood, we've got somebody who's got just around the corner from me, 50 blow-ups, Halloween blow-ups with crazy eyes, crazy witches, black cats. Yeah, 50 blow-ups on the yard.
Your favorite neighbor.
Now, I did not complain, okay?
Yep.
I didn't complain and say they have to remove those blow-ups. Get those blow-ups out.
It's probably really fun. You probably like having it there.
Thank you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Our favorite point in the week when we get a chance to talk to Brandon Lang. He is the man, and he's so funny to boot. Here we are, week 7 already in the NFL. Brandon, I can't believe that we're already into week 7.
Well, again, when you're on a winning streak like I am, you wish it were week 1. But, you know, we've won 4 straight weeks, and again, we had to go to Monday night to get it, which we did with the Niners, who did look good early, but 5-1 on Monday night, 4 straight winning weeks, and I have over 44.5 in New England and the Jets, currently 9-7, mid-second quarter, so we get a little touchdown here by the Patriots, and we're at 23 points and right on track where we need to be, so knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood, I love that. Hey, you know, it's so funny how you and I kibitz and go back and forth about the Cowboys. How about that Cowboys-Seattle game last week?
You know, I used Dallas in week one against the Niners. You know, they turned the ball over four times and didn't look good. And I got crucified for, oh, Dallas stinks, this and that. Well, doesn't look too bad now, does it? I mean, Dallas is filled off, you know, five in a row. Pretty impressive for Tony Romo and the boys.
It is pretty impressive. In fact, even in the Wall Street Journal today, they wrote a story about, is it really possible that the Cowboys could go to the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll tell you what, if they did, I wouldn't take them. I would trust Tony Romo on the big stage to save my life. But I think in a big game like that, he's always imploded in the playoffs, and it gets to the point where you probably can't trust him. So, great regular season, but until they win a few playoff games, I'll have to back away.
Yep. All right, we're going to mark this because I agree with you. Absolutely, we'll mark the tape. What do you think is the best game on the board, the one that you just say, oh, sweetness, I'll take this all day long. I really like it.
Indy at home over a reeling Cincinnati team. They're really, really struggling. And to come out of your bye week and go to New England and get pummeled, and then come home where you've covered 11 straight going back to last year and allow Carolina to put up 37 on you. You know, technically 34, you went to overtime to get the other three, but they're reeling right now. And now you're going into Indy against Andrew Luck and that offense that's firing on all cylinders. I'm sorry. I think Marvin Lewis should worry about his football team instead of commenting on concussion. So, losing lingers there, Marv. So I think they're in big trouble this week against Indy.
All right, so we'll mark that one down, too. And we mentioned the Seahawks when I asked you about the Cowboys. They unbelievably lose to the Cowboys and look terrible at home, which is a shocker because that doesn't happen. You know the stats better even than me. And now they're on the road against the Rams.
You know, it's a game I don't love. It's a game I probably wouldn't pick. But St. Louis just seems to play well and implode. And until they can put a complete 60-minute game together, I feel like Seattle's the right side. But this is a very prideful defense. And if you think their defense, being Seattle, is going to go in there and let a kid like Austin Davis, a fourth stringer who's now starting, beat them, I think they show their true colors. Not a game I love, not a game I'd probably play, but if I had to, I'd probably lay it until St. Louis shows me they can play a complete football game.
All right. So then we also have, we move gently over to the Lions and the Saints. What do you think about this one?
You know, everyone's going to buy into the Saints hype coming off the bye week, but I think New Orleans done. I think they got a lot of problems. I think they missed Sproles more than they'll ever admit. And that was a huge bogey by them. That's like driving a par five and six putting for double, letting Sproles get away. And you know what, at the end of the day, you hit 2 OB, drop one in the water, you pick up and go to the bar. And I think that's what the Saints have done this year. They're terrible. They're atrocious. Dallas blew them out. And I think that defensive line for the Lions will be all over Breeze all day.
I love that. Pick up and go to the bar. That's perfect. Here's a team that you and I have talked about a bunch, too, and they're at home, the Chargers hosting the Chiefs.
I tell you what, man, the Chiefs have been good to me. And, you know, with New England, although they're struggling tonight, the way they've looked the last 2 weeks, for Kansas City to blow them out the way they did on Monday night, went out the Niners and played San Francisco tough, probably should have won the game outright, just couldn't pick up a couple of third and ones in the third quarter. You know, all things considered, I think at the end of the day, Kansas City coming out of the bye week with Andy Reid, I believe Kansas City plus the four, plus San Diego next week, has to go up to Denver and face Peyton Manning, so it could be a little bit of a look ahead for San Diego. I like Kansas City plus the points.
Kansas City plus the points, all right. Our nail the score game of the week, I do this thing where people try to exactly nail the score. It's so much fun. We've had two winners in like 6 years because it's hard to nail the score. But the game was the Raiders and the Cardinals. The Cardinals right now giving up four. The over under 44.5. What do you think of this one?
Nail the final score. I will say final score, Arizona 23, Raiders 20. Arizona 23, Raiders 20.
I love that. I put you down. You win fabulous prizes from America Tonight if you win.
23-20, put it down.
I love that. You're hilarious. All right, and also we've got the Broncos and the 49ers after everything that we were talking about with the 49ers. What do you think happens in this one, Denver giving up 6.5?
Yeah, it's weird. You know, it's a short work week for the good old The real short work week. Look at Gronkowski's an animal. Go down the score here, make it 14-9. You know, on Monday night, you come back in the second half, and then now you're going up to Denver. I just think Jim Harbaugh and the Niners are a great underdog. And given them 6.5, I think that they're going to be a hard team to blow out. I think they match up well against Denver. I'll probably lean and take San Francisco plus the points.
San Francisco plus the points. And then Monday night we have the Texans and the Steelers, and Pittsburgh's given up, 3.5?
You know, it's a situation where you have a big-time stat behind Pittsburgh, which is they're, I think, 6-0 against the spread on Monday night, coming off a straight-up loss, which they lost in Cleveland. But that 3.5 number is a tricky number. I'm going to wait and see if it goes down to 3 or up to 4 before I make a decision. I haven't had too much success with good old Mike Tomlin or Pittsburgh. So I don't know what I'm doing right now. Being 5-1 on Monday nights this year, I'm glad I got a couple days to wait.
Yeah, that's good. And that's a good tip, too, right? Isn't it good to kind of wait, give it a couple of days? Why make a play right now on Monday night?
Well, especially when you're dealing with that 3.5 number.
Yeah, wait.
You know, especially when you got that 3.5 number, always good to wait. So.
Yeah. All right. Some great advice. Go to BrandonLang.com. Check it out. Best advice around for sure. No question about it. Brandon, thank you.
Well, Kate, I'll tell you what. The website is a new design. There's 3 videos up of me. It's a great new design. Go ahead and go to the website. Anybody who signs up for the one day, all day free access pass, $800 value. Not only will they get the free all-access pass, I'll send them a copy of my book as well. So,
ooh, cool.
So, all right, autographed copy of my book. So anybody out there, grab the one-day free all-access pass, $800 value. Get a copy of my book and have a winning weekend, baby.
Awesome. Thanks, Brandon. All right, so in case you don't know the story about Brandon Lang, his book would be a great read. There was a movie actually made about Brandon Lang not too long ago, and Al Pacino was in it, and Mitch McConaughey played Brandon Lang in the movie. The movie was called Two for the Money, and it tells really his story, which is pretty incredible, I got to say. And it's Rene Russo is also in it. Even how he got the picture made, how that all happened, just kind of tripped out there. It's amazing. He's told it to us a couple of times when I've asked him here on America Tonight. But if you are into football, I'd take him up on that offer, even just to get that book and get that free advice. Like he's saying, the all-access pass is cool. When you're looking at these games, man, it's tough to break them down. You know, you can see as he's giving you great advice about what to stay away from, and it's like the Cowboys. It's crazy. Reading that story today, they're actually saying Cowboys possibility Super Bowl. But you know what? They're 5-1. So, yeah, could they represent? Could they go to the Super Bowl? Of course they could. Who gets in their way? Who knows? In the NFC East, let's see what happens on that Thanksgiving Day game. That's the showdown between the Dallas Cowboys at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles are a strange team, too. You know, the first couple of games they won in the beginning of the year, they weren't there in the first half, and then they roared back and did the unbelievable and came back from some huge deficits. And that's football. It's like that old cliche, any given Sunday, because really anything can happen, and that's where that saying comes from. And I mentioned you heard Brandon there. He got in on the nail the score action, 23-20 Arizona. So that's going to be another tight game. I think it's going to be a wild weekend in the NFL. So you heard the man. If you want to get a copy of the book for free and check it out, go to BrandonLang.com. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
The movie. Remember, if you go and see a movie this weekend, send me. Or whenever you went to see a movie recently, send me a cheap movie review and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. You know, movies are such a personal thing. Some people like a certain genre. Some people, you know, want to be entertained beyond belief. Some people like surround sound. Some people hate loud noises. Some people can't stand to go to the theater because they don't want to be around all the peeps. I like movies. I like, if it's a big screen movie and it's not worth waiting for the streaming thing, yeah, I'll go to the movies. It's worth it. You can always go to the matinee. The matinee's great because there's not a lot of people that go to the matinees, right? So you have the whole place to yourself. This movie, I think, will be very good. Remember we had Jeff Guskey on the show, Dr. Jeff, who uncovered all that World War One artifact stuff, those secret tunnels underneath the fields in France. If you haven't heard his story, go to americatonight.net and there's a feature segment called What You Missed. Click on it and find Jeff Guskey's name and listen to that segment. They had his incredible pictures in August in the National Geographic. Just mind-blowing what he uncovered and what he was able to do in those photographs that he shot. But anyway, Fury is about World War One and some of the stuff that was going on then, the whole tank wars thing. Brad Pitt, one of the stars in this, but there's a lot of other people starring in it. So here's a snippet of Fury.
If you think it can't get worse, it can, and it will. The dying's not done. The killing's not done. I promised my crew a long time ago I'd keep them alive.
I was afraid you were dead. Where's the rest of the third platoon?
We're it.
Sergeant Collier, I'm your new assistant driver.
Tank school? That's home.
I've never even seen the inside of a tank.
You will. I started this war killing Germans in Africa. Now I'm killing Germans in Germany. Been with these fine gentlemen for years. These troops get by you. We're all dead in the water. All we got is you. I won't ask you to do anything I haven't done myself. Comm check.
Photo check.
Grady check.
Bond check.
Bond check. Deals are peaceful. History is violent.
Wait till you see it.
See what?
What a man can do to another man.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
It will end soon. But before it does, a lot more people gotta die.
Well, you know we do get $1.35 a day, right?
Best job I ever had.
Best job I ever had.
Best job I ever had.
Coming.
How many?
300 of them. There's 5 against 300.
We never run before. Why are we going to run now?
We're still in this fight. Still in this fight. Now!
All right, so this is about taking it beyond the First World War. It's the end of World War II. It's 1945. It's the final push. There's Pitt, who commands a Sherman tank, and his five-man crew. They're on a mission behind enemy lines. They are outnumbered, outgunned, and what does that mean? What is their chances of survival in Nazi Germany? This is a long movie. 2 hours, 14 minutes. It's rated R, but some of it's because of grisly images and maybe some strong language. Shia LaBeouf is also in it. Michael Pena is in it. Guys you would probably recognize if you saw them on the big screen. Even Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, is in it. He plays Sergeant Miles. So how about that? I think this will find an audience. It probably does pretty well over the weekend. This is the romance, take the woman to the movie, makeup kind of movie. It's called Best of Me.
Someone once said, it is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves. But I believe everything that happens for a reason.
You don't know how to flirt, do you, Dawson?
I guess I blew it the other day.
You did? Well, what are you going to do about it?
I wouldn't mind doing that again.
And do it.
Woo! Could you dance with me?
Oh! So you caught yourself a rich girl going through her slumming phase.
Did she tell you that you're special?
Well, nothing.
Stop, look out! Oh!
I can't have you getting hurt.
Do you want this? Do you want it?
I do.
Bad things happen when you hang around bad people.
He was trying to protect me.
If this was the last time you're going to see me, what would you say?
Please don't do this. Stop it. Stop it!
It's a miracle that you're alive, Dawson. Is there anyone that you want to call?
Amanda?
Dawson.
a long time.
20 years.
21. But things count.
This is dangerous. You have gotten better looking. You couldn't have gotten bald or fat or something. Jesus.
I miss this.
A lot of things have changed since I last saw you. I don't know what happened.
Life.
There was so much you wanted to do.
I wanted to do it with you. I blame you for thinking that you knew what was best for me when it was you that was best for me.
You get a lot of nerve coming back here.
Even when I lose, I'm winning. Could I give you all?
I lost you once. I might not lose you again.
Can you give me all of you?
So this is Nicholas Sparks, his story. And you know how he pumps out the romance novels, and this is one of his, Best of Me. It's Dawson and Amanda, two former high school sweethearts, and it's that chick flick audience, I think, or take the woman to the movie kind of thing, which I'm saying it's positive if you like drama and romance. It's PG-13. We move from that one to The Book of Life.
I may not be the Tom hero, but I swear with all my heart, I will never stop loving you.
Did you think it was going to be that easy?
I kind of did.
She's not your average princess.
Huh? Did I mention I studied fencing?
You picked yourself a feisty one.
They're not your typical Prince Charming.
Come at me, bro.
You don't point at me.
I'm just... You two are acting like fools.
Wait. Me too? Oh, boy.
At this, I'll do anything to be with Maria.
Are you certain?
With all my heart.
Done?
It's not your ordinary fairy tale.
Huh? Where am I?
Welcome to the land of the remember.
Don't try to take it all in at once.
Just hold on.
This Halloween.
Please help me reunite with the love of my life.
Stay here with us.
We have epic fiestas every day. All you can eat churros.
Comes an adventure.
You're so strong working.
Thanks. I work out a lot.
Unlike anything you've ever seen.
The Colony!
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
Because no one's that big, man.
Ha! Hey, buddy.
Christina Applegate.
Follow me, kid.
Ice Cube.
Come on, let's do this.
Diego Luna. Zoe Saldana. Channing Tatum.
I have something for you.
That is so nice of you. Wow, I'm speechless.
I know, yeah, right? I get that a lot.
That was awesome, man. The giant boulders were like, boom, boom. And you were like, choo, choo, choo. And then the cave guardian, he was like, I'm going to judge you with this giant boulder.
Today was a good day. The Book of Life.
Hold it! I know exactly what to play!
It has to be romantic and classic.
You! You got what I need! Seriously?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.